You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I put some new ones in there.
I like it. That's good.
Yeah.
We had blustery conditions around the Mile High City, and the mountains really got pounded with, the first snow in about a month.
Yeah, it was coming down.
Which is kind of odd, but we'll see 70s today and tomorrow as well here in the Mile High City. What's going on, bud?
We moved into our house a year ago, I believe last week, and we noticed something last year when we moved in, that there was an excessive amount of leaves in our front yard, because we have one tree on the side of the house, and then the front yard has a big, like, evergreen. So it's like there's no leaves coming off of that. Mm-hmm. But we moved in last year, and we're like, what is going on with all these leaves? We were bagging leaves and bagging them. We're like, well, this must be a fluke. Just getting all the neighborhood leaves in our yard for some reason this year.
Either that, or it's one of those situations where you've got the neighbor with the leaf blower who blows all of their leaves into your yard.
More true than funny on that one as well. And I thought, well, maybe that is part of this as well. But no, watching the incredible windstorm yesterday and where our house is situated on our street, as you kind of loop around the road, we're kind of sitting on a corner. And it just funnels the wind right down the road and lands everything right into our front yard.
You're the collection point.
The entire neighborhood's trees end up in our front yard. And if you look across the street, I should send you a picture, perfectly clean, manicured lawns, not one leaf on the other side of the street. We went out yesterday. We had to go out twice because it was so windy and everything kept rolling in just to stay ahead of it. I think we have 7 or 8 bags of leaves from yesterday. And we're like, what the hell? That was one of the reasons we got this house. It's like, oh, good. There's an evergreen in the front. We won't have to rake leaves. But no, we are. We're it. It was funny. You could sit at the front window and we were watching like cyclones. You could actually watch like a cyclone come rolling through because all the leaves were spinning and it goes woo, 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 woo. And stops right in our front yard every time. I was like, ugh. So anyway, we're going to have to move.
I feel your pain. You know, the house I moved from was in a strange situation that had one of those wind tunnel effects.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't with leaves. It was with the snow.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All the people in my neighborhood, their driveways would be fairly pristine. And I would have these 3-foot drifts just piled up against my garage
That's
door.
Just as bad.
While the lady who lived across the street from me had nothing. Her driveway would be clean, and I would have these giant drifts. And it was just the way the wind worked in there.
Mm-hmm.
It just always left everything.
It sucks, doesn't it?
And I eventually had to move, and that was one of the reasons. It was like, I got to get out of here.
This was definitely not disclosed on the the seller's disclosure.
Yeah.
And if you look back at like the people that have owned the house, there's been a couple that it's like only been like, 3 years, 2 years, 4 years. And we're like, what? Why? The house is fine.
Yeah.
This is why.
Yeah. Well, it was
important. A feeling.
It was important to me to hurry and get under contract before snow season.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think I went under contract in November
last year. Yeah.
Because by January, that would have been a real biatch.
Yeah, we'll have to remember that. We'll have to list ours in like June or something.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Because you would not want this situation, trust me. Kids love it, though. Let me jump in the leaves.